Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the thrilling conclusion of the first ever Freaky February here on Blocked Party, where we are doing episodes of our favorite podcasts. And we purposely did not include this one on the poster because it is our biggest challenge to date. This time around, Stefan and I will be doing an episode of Howell Dotty's Fast Track, where if you don't know anything about that show, it's a fantastic show. You should listen to it. Our friend and musician and comedian Howell Dotty has people on the show, and they have to write a song in 30 minutes. Now, obviously, Stefan and I have no musical ability whatsoever.
You have a little more than me.
I can play drums, and Stefan can play piano.
I mean, I can't sing, but I can write songs if they're parody songs.
Anyway, exactly. And yeah. So that was our thought, because for Howell's bonus episodes, of which Stefan and I have both done one, he brings people on to write parody songs. So Stefan and I are going to write a parody song. But before we get to that, if you want to check out Howell Dotty's work, you can head on over to patreon.com/Howell Dotty. Howell told us to say that after the second season, he was not sure if he was going to do a third season, but we can confirm for you that he is doing a third season. So head on over patreon.com/Howell Dotty. Support the show. Fast Track is one of our faves. We think you are going to love it. Howell Dotty's giving you a simple request. Write a friend and song within the 30 minutes or less. Strap in, hit the gas, baby, don't look back. We'll spend lots of tickets, it's the Fast Track. Hello, everybody, and welcome to John and Stefan's Fast Track. This is episode number 275. I'm John.
I'm Stefan. We didn't go with Fast Block?
This is John and Stefan's.
I guess the John track and Stefan part sort of covers the block track.
John and Stefan's Fast Track.
Fast Party.
John and Stefan's Fast Track. Okay. Here we All are. Right. We made it. We did it.
Stefan. It's gonna be weird going back to normal Block Party episodes.
Yeah, it was like we've been doing the show for over 5 years and we've never had a week where we haven't done the show. And now we have had like a full month off of doing the show.
Yeah.
We're going to be rusty.
I think we will be a little bit rusty. Yeah.
We're going to be not very good at doing
the
show.
I'm looking forward to this because, I mean, when you told me this is the one we were doing, I was very excited, but I was worried because I was like, oh fuck. Like we can't, I mean, you mentioned it off the top, but we can't like write original compositions.
No,
it's gonna be the way Howell does it too is like, you know, I've been on there a couple times, and like if it's an original song, it's like you're recording it like a month or two in advance because he has to like write the whole song, right?
Yeah,
it's which crazy. Is like incredible, and he's so talented and so funny, and it really is a great show. But I'm glad we're doing the parody version of it because I think I can say it. I think I'm pretty good at writing parody songs.
You do think that, and that is on record as something that you think, and I think that's, I'm happy for you, buddy.
Yeah.
You do. You write good parody songs, and we've talked about my experience with Weird Al Karaoke. Yes.
Yeah.
Here in Vancouver, I've written quite a few songs for that show. I wrote, I did Florence and the Machine, Shake It Out, Cake in My Mouth, because I wanted to do Weird Al food inspired parody.
Sure.
So I've done that. I did Avril Lavigne's Complicated, but the chorus was about my mom walking in on me masturbating.
Oh, why'd you have to walk
to go
in
and
on
walk
me?
In on me masturbating. Yeah.
Is that a true story?
No. Then I also did Hootie and the Blowfish, I Only Want to Be With You. I own an above ground pool.
Okay.
that was kind of my coup de grace.
Yeah, that's really good.
That was sort of my hallmark performance. And then
the
only one I did that people really didn't like, actually, was I did U2's Beautiful Day, and it was I'm Stuck in a Maze. And it was about being in a corn maze, like being stuck in a corn maze. And people did, that was too high concept.
Sure. Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. I mean, like I, the more high concept, the higher the concept, the better for me personally.
Yeah. So I mean, yours have kind of all been about Minesweeper, right?
A lot of them are about Minesweeper. I did also do, what's the U2 one, Stuck in a Moment?
Stuck in a Maze, I think is the one you're thinking of.
Well, I did. Hold on. Let me see what it was called.
Yes. We played this on the fucking show.
Stuck in a Boss Fight. Yeah. And that was about, That was about the Kong game. So
right. Most of yours are like video game
related. Most of them are video game related. And I will say, I mean, I know what song we're doing this episode, and I'm sure you're going to say it here shortly.
Yeah.
I do have a video game related idea for it. We're not going to do it, but I would like to run it by you.
Okay.
Once you say what the song is.
Sure.
Because you did a good, you had, the way you decided on the song was very smart, I think.
Well, yeah, because I didn't know. So when you do Howell Dotty's Fast Track, the normal type of episode where mm-hmm. Howell writes the whole song, you get to pick the genre if you want, or you can spin a wheel that has a bunch of different genres on it.
We don't have a wheel.
We don't have a, no, where this is way too low budget. We also, and then he also has, like he lets you pick the subject of the song. So you say, I want to do a jazz song about blank. Like the first time I went on, it was right around Easter. So I did like an Easter carol because there's all these like Christmas carols. I did a butt rock Easter carol.
Yeah.
But I
did the song about pooping that sounds like,
no, didn't you do one about being hungover?
Yeah. But it is about like trying to shit when you're hungover.
Oh, it's like beer drunk shits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. What song did you did Fat Lip, right?
No, it was the, like the, Modern Baseball.
Emo. Yeah. Midwestern emo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Because so, I can't sing. So
yeah, no, definitely not. And so on the parody episodes, what happens is generally Howell gives you a song which is picked by his listeners, I believe, and then you get to decide again what you write the parody about. So we kind of had two things to cross off the list here. Mm-hmm. And I know that on Fast Track, Howell very famously is about no bullshit. But this is the Block Party episode.
There's going to be a lot of, it's our version of this, so it's going to be 100% bullshit.
Oh, and by the way, I haven't even mentioned this part. We got to write this in 30 minutes or less.
Yes.
We have a 30-minute time limit.
We'll let you know when the timer starts, so like we can discuss what the song is going to be beforehand. We discuss what it's going to be about, and then once that's decided, we have 30 minutes to write
it. Then we have 30 minutes to write this parody.
And luckily, I will say, the song is pretty short.
Yes.
It doesn't have much in the way of lyrics, so I think this should be fine.
I think we'll be okay. And then at the end of the episode, you will hear Stefan and mine's version of this song. So that's how it's going to shake down. I did want to say just before we get into it, Stefan, because you can play piano mm-hmm. and I can play drums.
Yeah.
If we had tried to write our own song, like how long, like are you good enough at piano that you think you could like actually write an
original
song?
I'm good enough
song?
At piano that it would take me, I think, like I haven't played it for so long because like I don't have a fucking piano, right? But like,
you don't, you have that mansion you live in.
I know.
You don't have room for a
baby. You can come over here. I've got a piano.
I know. I would like to get like a little keyboard or something, but I think basically like because I played piano for a long time at like a fairly high level. I think if I had a piano at my place and played it for like a month, I would probably get close to that level again.
Ooh.
Because I don't think it goes away necessarily, right? Like mm-hmm. I my parents have there's a keyboard at my parents' place, and when I go over there I'll fiddle around sometimes, and like I'm still able to like read music and stuff. So
okay,
I think we could,
so we
put
could have
together.
Written a song basically.
Yeah, but it would just be piano and drums, I guess, right?
Yeah, so we'd be Coldplay.
Okay,
I could have played some stuff on there.
Yeah,
too,
that's true. Dan could have. Yeah,
that's true. I mean, Coldplay, I guess, has guitar and bass. What's a good piano and drums only band? Ben Folds Five?
Sure. Okay. Block Fold Party? Let's go.
I mean, you could have just gone with Block Folds Five.
I don't know, man. It's early. We haven't done it. I feel like we haven't done a 10 a.m. episode for a while.
No. I remember when Ben Folds Five came out, and I didn't understand that the guy's name was Ben Folds. And I was
like,
you
thought
folds
it was
five
like,
what?
Right.
Shirts?
You thought it was like an
cards?
Action. You thought it was a sentence. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he folding a, you know, I remember thinking like, that's the stupidest name I ever heard in my life.
Speaking of cards, I'm going to ask you this on every episode until you play it. Have you played
Bilatro
yet?
I haven't played Bilatro, Stefan. I played NHL last night.
Okay, you got to.
And you were invited, but you said no.
I was watching a very depressing movie that was very good, but very depressing.
Good, I'm happy for you. What movie was that?
The Zone of Interest.
Oh,
which
what's
is like
what's
it's like one of the bleakest movies I've ever seen.
Oh, it was from last year, right? It's like an Oscar nominated.
Yeah,
one,
it's nominated for Best Picture. It's incredible. It's really good, but holy shit. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Zone of Interest is kind of what I call my penis.
Well, I wouldn't. Do you know what the movie's about?
I have absolutely no idea.
No. So, Dan, maybe cut that.
Why?
The
what's
penis
it about?
Joke?
It's about Auschwitz.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds bad.
Yeah. It's really good. It's really bleak.
I don't really go out.
You don't
of my
watch
way
movies to be. I understand, but it's like it is an incredible movie, and like you know, we're doing music on here. The sound design in it is like insane. That's kind of what it's all. Anyway, we don't have to.
Stefan,
I'm serious. I'm serious.
Don't be on this fucking pod being like the sound design of this movie.
It is. No, I realize I sound like Alan Partridge in the Alan Partridge movie when he's like, and Dan, I think, knows the exact line I'm going to do, but he overhears two people talking about The Godfather and he wants to impress them. They're at a party talking about it and he walks up to them and he's like, you know what I like about The Godfather? And people are always shocked when I say this. The camera angles.
And that it's
like
is
Steve
what you
Coogan
sound like.
Delivering like the perfect line. Yeah.
Personally, I like his portrayal of Italians. That's my favorite part
of
The Godfather.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So for this episode, I wasn't sure exactly how we would go about picking a song.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know, it wouldn't be Block Party if we didn't do like an annoying bad song.
And you picked, well, you didn't pick it, but
well, so what I did was, and I didn't say what it was for. Just innocuously on my Instagram story, I just posted, you know, one of those like little question boxes you can do on your Instagram story. And I just said, when you're at karaoke, what is the like one song that when someone sings it, like it pisses you off? Like you're just like, oh God, really? This guy's singing this song. So yeah. We did get a lot of different answers to this question. Some people have very specific, I guess, like ticks. Some of them were like, you know, some of them I was almost kind of like, has someone did that when you were at karaoke?
Right.
Like, really?
Yeah.
So
to me, the answer would be like a common one that you hear a lot, maybe. And like, what I want to know is like, I mean, you're going to reveal what the number one choice was, but were there any close seconds?
Yes, I would say the closest. So this one, the one we're doing is by far.
Yeah.
It had easily the most votes. Like I would say probably maybe 30 or 40 people answered the question, and I would say half answered this song. And then probably like 5 said Bohemian Rhapsody. That was kind of
I'm
like the
really,
number two.
I'm really glad we're not doing that.
Well, and that was, because at first that was kind of like the early leader. Like
disastrous.
There was a few there.
I think I you would have like, to game the votes maybe if that happened. And
yeah.
And,
I mean, and, I would be fine to do the whole.
That song is so.
Mamma Mia.
That song is so long.
Oh, it's so long. I mean, it would have been insane if we did that. But thankfully, the number one. And then I would say after that, there wasn't really like. Maybe
consensus.
There was a couple songs that had like 2 votes, but a lot of them were just kind of one off. Oh, actually, no, you know what? Third place, Don't Stop Believin'.
Oh,
that
was
definitely.
That shit sucks.
Yeah, I would say that's the top. So number 3, Don't Stop Believin'. Number 2, Bohemian Rhapsody. And then number 1, the song we are doing, by far the most annoying karaoke song, Sweet Caroline.
Fuck,
by
dude.
Neil Diamond.
I hate this song so much.
They
play this at Canucks games, which is so annoying because it's like, this has nothing to do with,
well,
like, I know it's
and
like,
it's a Boston
like,
thing.
No,
it's
I
like,
know.
It's a Red Sox thing.
It's
so like,
annoying. I mean, the Canucks, like, I know like all in arena people are like this. They'll steal from other.
Oh, constantly.
So like the Ric Flair woo, you know, like all that. Like it's obnoxious.
Carolina started the Ric Flair woo. You know why? Because Ric Flair is from Carolina.
And he's like at the games and like, it makes total. It's really, really annoying. But they'll play Sweet Caroline in the third period at Canucks games. And I'm sure they do this at like almost every other arena too.
So dumb.
And it's just
obnoxious. And it's like if they don't do that, they do Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah, which I almost prefer that to Sweet Caroline.
I would rather hear Don't Stop Believin' than
I wonder
Sweet
if
Caroline
it's like
by
a
lot.
If they
like
play
Sweet
don't
Caroline,
Stop.
I actively, like it actively pisses me off.
Oh, it sucks. And because it's also like, I mean, people are wasted at the game, right? And so, and it's a very easy song to sing along with if you're drunk, like the chorus at least, right? And
yes,
it's brutal. So
that was one of the main complaints I will also say, Stefan, is that people say that part of why they hate hearing it, aside from the obvious, is that no one knows how the verses actually go.
Yeah.
So they say to, you know. They say like, okay, I want to do Sweet Caroline, but they're just thinking they want to get to the like bop bop ba part. Like, you know, they're not thinking about, oh, there's also verses, and the verses are kind of like talk singing. So it's not, Anyway, I mean, it'll be good for you because you can't sing for shit.
No,
and
I can't.
This song can't. Doesn't really require a great singing ability.
It doesn't
ability.
At all. No.
So that's good. But yeah, so we are going to piss everyone off and we are going to do Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. So Stefan, you said that you had some early ideas about...
Well, my first idea was, and we're not doing this, but my mind obviously went to sweeping a mine, ba, 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 and we don't have to do that. But I just wanted to get that
You're
out
just
there.
So dialed into Minesweeper. I mean, to be quite honest, I'm sort of surprised you didn't think of this as one of your Minesweeper parody songs.
I think it's just because I hate this song so much, you know?
Because as soon as you said it in the chat, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, it fits really well, yeah. The other thing, I mean, just looking at the lyrics, like, I always think, like, when it's like the reaching out, touching me, touching you, we could do touching pee, touching poo.
Oh, yeah. But then what's the Sweet Caroline?
Like, it's something about cleaning a toilet or something, or like...
Right.
Well, it doesn't really fit, but it would be like, white porcelain. Like, it's... You know what I mean? And then we're talking about the toilet.
But we would do like a purposeful mispronunciation, white porcelain or whatever.
Yeah.
Like some people do. Yeah. Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. Because I do think
it does make sense for us to do a song about pee and poo.
That's kind of what I was thinking as well. But I mean, it is, I think the more.
But then like, who's the character? Like, who's touching pee and who's touching poo? Is this like a fetish or is this a janitor?
Oh, maybe
or
it's
like,
a fetish.
What are we, or a mom?
Yeah.
You know, could be a fetish, I think. Changing a diaper.
Yeah. I mean, I think the more specific the parody is, the funnier it is, certainly. Yeah. So,
well, I was I hadn't really thought too much about it, but you know, I'm always thinking about like, you know, things that have other references that are easy to include.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first things that came to my mind was doing a song about Monopoly.
Okay.
And that is buying short line.
Okay.
Because there's short line railroad.
Because
when you do that, then it's very easy to put a bunch of references in
all
the song.
Properties and stuff.
Yeah,
you just name all the properties and whatever. That's interesting. I like that.
So that's an option. I mean, Monopoly is whatever.
What if we do one about just like apes living in the jungle and it's swinging a vine?
Oh. Okay, that's more like Tarzan.
Yeah, or Tarzan even, yeah.
Yeah, or George of the Jungle. Was he a vine guy?
Oh, he was a vine guy for sure, because he would always, remember, watch out for that tree. He would always swing into the tree.
You know what? You know what we should do?
What?
Because this is a podcast about the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Making a vine.
Oh, making a vine. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Like tapping back online.
You can do online as well.
Oh,
that works
being
too.
Online is that. Yeah, that's pretty
being
good
online.
Too.
It's like pretty vague, I guess, is the thing. But the other thing we could do is something about like Twizzlers versus Red Vines, maybe. Because I feel like that's sort of a contentious issue.
And a Weird Al style, the food parody.
It's a food parody, and food parodies are a lot of fun. I mean,
eating red vines.
Bop. Ba-ba,
Twizzlers, they suck like shit.
Yeah. Well, it's good times never seem so good. I do too, but it'd be licorice never tastes so good.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's good.
I think, I don't know. I mean, there's something there.
What do you think, Dan? What do you think of these ideas we have so far?
You really want to know what I think about these ideas?
Yes,
come on, you got to think one of them is good.
Yeah, or like the one doable at least.
The one about poop and pee was good to me.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I mean, the eating red vines one could almost be more of a song about just like penny candy, like going to the store and getting a bunch of like penny candy from like 7-Eleven.
Yeah, because then you wouldn't even have to do eating red vines. You could do like buying red vines. Like you could do another candy right in front of it.
Right.
Like, you know. Twizzlers, red vines.
But we're just listing candy.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's almost like, yeah. So the setup would be the verse would be like you're at the store.
Yeah.
You want to buy some penny candy.
Yeah.
And then the chorus is just like listing all of the cool penny candy you can get. And of course, it's not penny candy anymore. It's like, I think it is like a dime now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's because of woke.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Joe Brandon. But
he has ruined everything.
That's promising. And that's similar to the Monopoly one where you have a lot of
just a lot of
references you can make, a lot of things you can fit in there, a lot of stuff you can list.
Mm-hmm. And we could even keep the word sweet in there. Like it could be like sweets. and red vines mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. This might be the one. I mean, candy is very promising here.
Yeah, right? I like candy. I mean,
what's the kind of the thing? Is it just you're going to the store and buying candy? Is it that the candy is too expensive now and it used to be cheaper?
Mm.
Right?
Complaining about the prices of candy. That's a parody song that people will love. I mean, that definitely is in the realm of like the bad YouTube song parodies.
That's Holderness Family for sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All of Big Howell's like Fleets and stuff, right?
Exactly. So it's kind of a tribute to Howell in a way.
It is. Yeah. All right. That's promising. That might be okay.
You want to do that? Or do you want to do the pee and poo one?
Oh, I mean, pee and poo is so funny.
Yeah.
Poop is so funny, John.
Yeah, because it smells bad.
Yeah.
Definitely
like,
it smells
like
bad.
How would I mean yeah, sweet sweet porcelain.
White porcelain.
White porcelain. I mean, is it that you have to shit so bad and you're just like desperately looking for a toilet and then you finally find one and it's like, oh my God, thank God.
So sweet, sweet porcelain.
Because
right?
some of the lyrics.
But then how are you touch it? Like, so
you don't
have to
touch
like,
it necessarily. It could be like.
No, I think you'd have to change it and be like.
It'd
be like.
Gotta pee.
Have to pee.
Yeah. Gotta poo. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because also I'm looking at the lyrics and it's like, but then I know it's growing strong, right? I mean, that's the feeling that you have to.
All right.
Oh boy.
We probably have to do that one.
Either we're two like, you know, mid 30s adults, and we're like, well, is our song going to be about poop or candy?
Two of our greatest concerns.
Yeah. I think like obviously candy. I think. Lends itself better to like you could list all the different candies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think the poop one tells a better story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inclined. Sweet porcelain is really good.
Yeah, it is good.
Or white porcelain.
I do like the purposeful mispronunciation.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards now the pooping and peeing one because the story is. You're out and about somewhere and you have to shit really bad.
You gotta go. Well, and then when you do the bop, bop, boss, it's obviously plop, plop, plop.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay,
man.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I mean, we all knew this is what it was going to be. Like, it's,
yeah, I mean, what else?
We just wasted 20 minutes trying to figure out what it was going to be. We knew what it was going to be.
So true. Okay, well, we have 30 minutes to write this song. I will start the timer.
Okay. We got the lyrics. We got the Google Doc here.
We've got my iPhone timer up.
Do you want to share the Google Doc share the screen? And then I don't know if Dan, you'd be able to have it set up on the video episode or.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
Okay.
That's a good idea because my keyboard is also broken.
Is it?
If anyone from Logitech is listening, your keyboard is fucking my shit. I need
You have that? Is it not under warranty still?
It should still be under warranty. Yeah. But their customer service is a fucking joke. So
yeah,
it's been,
not great.
Mm.
It's been hell on earth so far. Yeah, it's a Bluetooth keyboard and it just stopped Bluetoothing. So it's not usable at the moment.
And there's no way to plug it in?
There is no plug-in. Nope. It is
That's
strictly
insane.
Bluetooth. Maybe there is a way to plug it in.
Is there like a USB-C thing on the back? Or like?
Yeah, there is.
Because you have to charge it, right? So I'm sure you could plug it in.
I don't know. Let me see.
You should be able to plug that into the computer if it has the port for charging.
Got the box right in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should work if you plug it in.
Yeah, I think you'll be able to plug that in. You just need to get the right cable for it. Okay.
But like USB-C to USB, maybe.
Yeah, you could get that.
Okay, well, all right. We will put 30 minutes on the clock to write our song Sweet Porcelain.
Yeah.
About Sweet Caroline. Dan, you're going to put this on the thing. So, yeah, so Stefan, are you... Okay, and great start. And the time starts now.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Sweet Porcelain is the name, but we're spelling it the same way.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. It's still just spelled porcelain, but just we're pronouncing it porcelain. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and let's go like, let's
you
italicize.
Don't say this at the beginning. Yeah. Okay.
No,
this
that's is, just the title, I think. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That was just the song title at the top there. Yeah. So
where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's growing strong.
Like that just
the
almost feels like
I mean it honestly just is the same
in.
Basically yeah like
maybe we
began,
say like like what did I eat
oh yeah okay
you know like at the beginning or something
I
like
can't
that.
Begin to know what
yes
but then I know It's growing strong.
Yeah. But
I've got a poop.
But then do we say, but then I know it's a growing log?
Oh,
that's pretty good.
That's really good.
Okay. So I think are you going to type this out?
Yeah. So,
okay. So what did I eat?
What did I eat?
I can't begin to know what.
I can't. Why is this fucking bold? God damn it.
It's fine if it's bold.
I guess that's true. To know what. And then.
But I can feel a growing log.
Yeah. But then I feel. What did I eat? I can't begin to know what. But then I feel a growing log.
The song is very relatable already.
Yeah. I took a big shit this morning, so I'm kind of ready to go here.
Oh, did you? Dan said he took a small one. I haven't shit yet today.
He said it was small, but very smelly. Stinky. And the stuff that went into it, I'm kind of surprised it was small, but I think it's probably because you're just constipated from the stuff you ate, right?
Well, I took like two or three yesterday, last night. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's just this is just sort of the remainder.
This is the aftershock.
Yeah. What? Okay. I will go bold here just so it stands out. Okay.
What did I eat? I can't begin to know what, but then I feel a growing log. Was in the spring.
And spring became the summer.
Okay. So we got to get rid of this shit.
Yeah. We don't care about what season it is.
So like was in the spring. Do we do like, I need a John, like a toilet
or like I have to shit.
Your name is like the toilet, John.
Yeah. Thank you.
I did a comedy show
last night with a guy whose name is Johnny. And then he started the show by saying like he had to call himself Johnny because a John is either a toilet or someone who solicits a prostitute. And then I came on right after and I was like, hey, I'm John.
Damn, he owned you, dude.
Yeah. He owned my ass. Not even on purpose.
Okay. I have to shit. The shit comes out my butthole.
Is it you need to tell people?
I guess just to be.
Like when someone's like, it's almost like the way a little kid would answer the question.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do you really have to go? Yeah, I have to poop out my butthole.
Or it's almost like you're saying it's like one sentence with like a comma or a semicolon where it's like, I have to shit, make shit come out my butthole.
Oh, make shit. That's good.
Right? Because then it's kind of like continuing that thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did I eat? I can't begin to know what, but then I feel a growing log.
Yeah.
I have to shit. Make shit come out my butthole.
Who'd have believed you'd come along? You're going to hold my hand while I shit, Stefan?
I guess it's like, have we made it clear that we're like out in public? Right? Or is that even? It's more.
Oh, Dan.
Jesus, Dan. Okay, Dan just farted really loud. And it sounded very wet.
Oh, yeah. So I think you're right, Stefan.
It's not clear we're out in public, but does it have to be?
Yeah. We have to say this is where we're like, this is where, and I like, this is where I think we do, instead of who'd have believed you'd come along, you do like, I don't know where to find a John. Or like, I really need to find a John.
Yeah, who'd have believed you'd come along? I really have to find a John. Yeah, I think that's...
Who'd have believed you'd come along?
I really need to find a... because it's have. Who'd have believed? So I really have to find a John.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, and then...
I'm going to just delete this too as we go. So we've got...
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's smart. Now, to me, I think it's very obvious what we replace hands with. I already gave it away. Fuck.
Oh, cramps. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cramps. Fucking cramps.
Yeah. I think that's good. Yeah. Cramps. Okay.
Yeah. And then I don't know what we do. Cramps.
Is it touch it? Fucking cramps or feeling cramps?
Feeling cramps. I feel like I want to, like, what's a word that could fit there that would describe how bad the cramps are, you know? I agree. We don't necessarily need to do fucking cramps.
Or it's like stomach cramps. Stomach cramps.
Yes. Yes. Okay. There we go. Now we're talking.
Okay.
cramps, stomach cramps.
Okay, reaching out. Reaching out is
breaching
ass. Cramps, stomach cramps. Like freaking out because you have to. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Freaking out. I have to poo.
Yeah, touching me, touching you. Well, I think we need to have the kind of a repetitive, right? Like where it's like, so freaking out, gotta pee, gotta poo.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
it's just
that's
as
right.
simple as.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. Yeah. That's how we got here.
Yeah.
We can't we can't lose that we can't lose that line. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we have the first chorus.
We're 7 minutes in. We still got 23 minutes
what
left,
did
so
I
we're making
eat?
Great time.
Yeah, because the chorus itself will be pretty similar.
It just repeats.
I think there's a slight difference, but then it repeats at the end anyway. So
yeah.
So what do we got? What did I eat? I can't begin to know what, but then I feel a growing log. I have to shit, make shit come out my butthole. I really have to find a John. Cramps, stomach cramps, freaking out, gotta pee. Okay, that works.
Gotta poo.
Yeah.
Sweet porcelain.
Is it sweet porcelain because you're so happy to see it, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But I think, here's my thought, is this first chorus, we haven't found the toilet yet.
Yeah.
So it's like you're dreaming of sweet porcelain. Like, I need to find you, but I haven't found
you
yet.
Yeah.
And then the next chorus is where it's like, it's feeling really good.
Yeah. Okay. So it's sweet porcelain.
Do we just do a simple bad times never seemed so bad?
Yeah. I mean, I think we have to make it clear. Yeah. We have to make it clear that we haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
Like, good times never seem so good. If I could crap in you, I would.
Yes, that's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I could crap in you, I would. This is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, obviously.
I've been inclined. Losing my mind.
Yeah.
And then something about,
losing my mind
I mean, it's even something about like they never losing my mind and plop.
Yeah
I'll put that in brackets.
I believe I never would.
Yeah, is that
or something like that? If I could crap in you, I would. Losing my mind, plop.
I need to find one. What rhymes with wood? Because we can't say wood again because we said that.
No, exactly.
So losing my mind.
Plop.
Oh, there's a plop up here too, right?
Yeah. Sweet porcelain. Plop. If I could crap in you. Oh, I got that wrong.
If I could crap in you, I would.
Losing my mind.
Plop. Oh. What are other words for toilet or bathroom?
Yeah, I'm thinking of like a wood.
Or is it like almost like maybe like you're gonna shit your pants, like if you don't find it. But what is that?
Yeah. Losing my mind.
Plop. Something like you're almost gonna say like I could shit my pants, but we have to like word it in a way where it ends on I could.
Shit my pants, boy, I could.
Yeah, shit my pants, I really could.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, losing my mind, plop, shit my pants I really could.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it three? It's I would.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is the next verse, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's just the like, but now I look, it's like, now I look at the night. This is where I,
yeah, this is where I just, yeah. So how does this,
because it's just, okay, where it began, but now I look at the night. There's so, so like many more different words in that part. What the
yeah,
fuck?
We might actually need to listen to this.
I'm going to listen to it for one sec here.
Okay. Okay. Now okay, I look at the Caroline. Night. I think it is just, but now I look at the night and it don't seem so lonely. Because it is basically the same. It's just that's slightly longer.
Oh, he, no, yeah, it's so. Good. Oh, okay. So it trails off from the chorus, actually. So there's no shit. I could. It's like, okay. it would be like, shit my pants, I really could. But now I look at the night.
Oh, okay. So it's almost like up here. It's like, but now I, and then look at the night. Okay. Yeah. And I think we just keep the but now I.
Yes, I think so too. Yeah. So yeah, it just comes right off the back of that chorus.
Okay.
Shit my so I think it's pants, like this. I really could, but now I
look at the night. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe it's like look to the right. and then you see, and I have found a bathroom, like,
yeah,
we fill it up with number two.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there it is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
do we do something with lonely, like lavatory?
Ooh.
Do I do, but now I look to the right and I see a lavatory
and see a lavatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, this shit writes itself.
Yeah.
We're doing this on easy mode.
Like, yeah, maybe we're writing a song with only two verses where the chorus repeats constantly, and it's about like the
one
shit.
Of those popular songs of all time. It's like so easy. There's so many parodies of this, probably.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let me see here. Let me see what other people.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of them. Yeah.
Maybe I'll save that for the end of the show because we don't want to waste our time. We're at 16 minutes now.
Oh, so we're like halfway through, and we only have to finish this verse, write a slightly different version of, because I think the chorus will have to be a little different because at that point we will have.
Because you found it. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Look to the right and see a lavatory.
Yeah. We fill it up. I want to fill it up. Want to fill it up with number two.
Yeah. I'll fill it up with number
yes,
two, maybe.
Yes, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Okay. I'll fill it up with number two. I mean, that's so good. Okay. And when I shit.
Yeah. Shit comes out my butt.
I mean that's kind of what it has to be. Yeah,
that's what it has to be. And I like that it's got sort of the it mirrors the first verse where the shit, and when I shit,
well, and shit when comes, I shit, well, it's shit. Like poo comes out my butthole, because it has to be two. Jesus Christ.
Sure, yeah. Poo comes out my butthole.
You're like married and you're like a homeowner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saturday and morning.
Guess what paid for this house?
Oh my God.
It's exactly this type of piss and shit jokes.
I'll fill it up with number two. And when I shit,
poo comes out my butthole.
Also, I pee when I go poo. That fits. I mean, it fits.
That's true.
Does some, you know, you pee when you go poo, right? Is that?
But I do. I like the idea, though. There's hurt in here. Is there a way that we can talk about, like, we're sort of erasing the hurt because we're pooping now?
Or is it hurting because the poop is so big?
Oh,
and it hurts your butt, right?
Okay, poo comes out my butthole. My buttholes hurt from this huge poo.
How can I hurt when holding you? My butthole hurts from going poo.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can also keep the next word warm.
Yeah, we probably got to get, maybe we don't say butthole because we've just said butthole. So is there a way that we can do like.
Yeah. Yeah.
How my rectum hurts when I go.
Yeah, poo. My asshole. I mean, I don't know if we're gonna say hole again. Even yeah.
Yeah.
Poo poo comes out my butthole.
My rectum hurts when I go poo.
Yeah.
My rectum stuffed with all this poo.
Yeah.
It's really gross.
Or is it just like it really hurts? Is it just it really hurts when I go poo?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. It really hurts when I go poo. Jesus Christ. Okay. Now we've got warm, touch and warm.
You got to scroll down on the doc because I can't see.
Oh, I think Dan needs to. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, good.
It's okay. Okay.
Warm, feeling warm.
Yeah. Or is it warm? Poop is warm.
Sometimes it's cold.
Really?
When
have you had a cold shit?
Never mind.
What are you talking about?
Forget. We got 13 minutes left. We don't have time to dissect Dan's cold shits.
Right, you're right. You're right. So I think we just keep warm, right?
Yes, for sure.
Is it poop is warm or shitting warm?
shitting warm?
Because I like keeping the verb with like the apostrophe kind of style.
Yeah, shitting, you know? Warm.
Shitting warm.
Doesn't even make sense really, but it works for sure.
Shitting warm. Okay. And then what did we have before for reaching out? It was freaking out. Freaking out, got to pee, got to poo. But at this point, we are shitting.
Yeah.
Poop comes out. Right? Instead of reaching out, poop comes out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Poop comes out. Touching me. And I think it's because it was here. It was gotta pee, gotta poo. And this is I go pee, I go poo.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
This is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, what else is new? I don't know why you're surprised by that.
I'm very proud of this. I am really genuinely very proud of how good this is right now.
Yeah, I go pee, I go poo. Sweet porcelain.
Yeah.
Ba ba ba, good times. Now, yeah, sweet porcelain. Plop plop plop. Good times. Like I like keeping the good times because we're happy now that we're shitting, right? So
yeah,
do we do?
I mean, it's definitely like you've shit or you're in the midst of shitting and like it hurts, but you know what? I don't care. Like it's good that this is happening.
Yeah.
Good.
Empty bowels feel so good.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Sweet. I think at this point
we're like starting to empty the bowels.
Plop, plop. Empty bowels feel so good.
I love that. That's really good.
Okay.
Empty bowels feel so good.
So good. So good. So good.
Okay. I've been inclined. Plop, plop, plop.
So do we do like, I'm feeling fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah. And then maybe I think we have to mention something about wiping your ass probably.
Yeah, that'll be the last verse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, not everyone wipes, so it's not totally necessary. Okay,
well, sure. Is it I'm feeling fine? Right? I'm feeling fine. Plop, plop, plop. Does that work?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm feeling fine.
Plop, plop, plop. Plop. Okay.
And then again, it's this wood rhyme. So I hard.
I know. Empty bowels feel so good.
I'm feeling fine. Oh,
plop, plop, plop. Wipe my ass. I probably should.
Yes, there you go. That's a good sort of lesson for Dan and the others who don't wipe.
Well, specifically Dan, I think.
Yeah.
Well, wiping is overrated. You don't need to.
What do you mean it's overrated?
What are you doing? It's a waste of time.
What? Okay. Wipe my ass. I probably should. And then there's oh, no, no here, right? So what does this part sound like? Because it goes into the next
chord.
Well,
no, there's like an instrumental part. So he goes, I'm just going to listen here.
Okay.
It's like. But never would. It's the same thing as before. It's so like it's, a
oh,
down.
No,
it's
just
like,
no.
What, yeah. Yeah. It's like, wipe my ass. I probably should. Oh, no. And then there's like a little instrumental. There's like a trumpet solo.
And maybe it's, and then oh, it just comes, yeah, yeah. Because I think we're saying we yeah. should wipe our ass. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then there's that like.
Right. So then it's the last part of the chorus here.
Yeah, and then it does the big like da 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 sweet porcelain.
Is it the same chorus again, or are we at this point we're done and we're very happy we shit? Like,
yeah.
What do we think?
Yeah, I mean we still have like 8 minutes left. So I think
we can talk about Dan's shit now for a little bit.
I think let's get this chorus toasted up here.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about Dan's cold poops.
Okay.
We're happy now. Sweet porcelain. Yeah. Maybe are we like we're so happy we're like happy the toilet got invented? Is that like a
oh yeah.
Is that like an angle we can take here?
Yeah. Toilets. They are really good. I don't want to say good again though. I feel like we can say.
Should we say like because we're happy because the theme here is like sweet porcelain. We're loving porcelain.
Yeah.
So like glad my toilet's not made of wood or something.
Oh yeah.
Like we're happy that it's made of porcelain.
I kind of like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Glad my shitters. Yeah. Glad my
shitter isn't wood.
Glad the toilet. Yeah. Glad my toilet isn't wood.
Yeah.
Because I think we haven't said the word toilet yet, I don't think.
Yeah, so. That's true. So we got to get that in there.
Sweet porcelain.
Plop, plop, plop. Plop. Glad my toilet isn't wood.
Isn't wood.
Yeah.
Man, that is really stupid.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I like about it. Yeah.
All right.
And then I guess he says sweet Caroline or sweet porcelain again.
Yeah, I think so.
So it's a little different in that vibe. I'm going to listen here really quick. Seems so good. Sweet Caroline. Yeah, he does just go back to this. So it's a little different than the other ones. He doesn't say like, I'm feeling fine or whatever. It is sweet porcelain again.
Okay.
So that's easy.
Yeah.
And then... I believe they never could.
Okay, that's good.
So we just have to figure out what line it is for that.
I believe they never could. Sweet porcelain. Plop, plop, plop. Okay, and it has to rhyme with wood or good again.
Yeah, a lot of good wood rhymes in here.
So I'm for glad my toilet isn't wood. Not wood.
Not wood.
Not wood.
Not wood. I mean, we technically don't have to do that part. That's like the crowd is doing that part.
You're right. You're right. That's true.
Like Neil Diamond is not doing that in the song.
That's true.
So this
that's
is more
true.
Like a directive for our listeners listening at home or in the
sing
car.
Sing along, which I'm sure you will be. You
yes. know? Or at work. So that's what you do there. You go, not wood. Not wood. Not wood. Wood.
Sweet porcelain. Plop, plop, plop. And it's, I believe they never could. So, we could say good again here. It feels like a bit of a cop out, but
I think we can say good. I mean, he says it a bunch of fucking times. Like,
yeah, that's true. I mean, the song sucks ass and it's like really repetitive.
You could just be like, never thought I'd feel this good.
Yeah. We could kind of go back to, cause we have empty bowels feel so good. It could also be like,
oh yeah, I guess you already have feel so good. So we probably don't want to do that.
Shitting turds out feels so good.
Oh,
we did feel so good earlier, but maybe it's just is so good. Just a really shitty lyric. Shitting turds out is so good.
Yeah, and that's sort of like the mission statement of the whole song. So for that to be kind of the last line, I think is good.
And then it trails off. He says he sings sweet porcelain again, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like going into the yeah. Believe I never were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it just fades. So it's just, yeah, just sweet Caroline, and then it fades. So it's just sweet porcelain. There's no plop, plop, plop at the end, because that's last lyric. And then,
yeah.
All right, okay. I think we got it.
I think we got it. Now,
we have 4 minutes left, so we can discuss Dan's cold poops and also these other Sweet Caroline parodies.
Well, also, what I'm wondering is we should figure out who's going to sing which thing.
Oh, that's a good point too.
Because I think the way we probably do this is like one of us sings the first verse and the first chorus, and then it goes on to the next person singing the next verse and the next chorus, and then we sing the last chorus together, maybe.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Or should we sing the chorus at the same time?
What you guys could do is just like both record the entire song through, and then I can edit it so that you like cut certain parts and figure it out in post.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I agree with you though, Stefan. I think we go, I should sing the first verse because it has my name in it.
Yes.
So I do the first verse and the first chorus, and then I kind of even tee you up with the, but now I, and then you come in with look to the right. I see a lavatory. Then you do this second verse and second chorus. And then, yeah, we come together for the final chorus. I think that's
that's really good.
That's kind of the money.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Dan, what was the cold poop about? What happened?
Why don't we just talk? Why can't we? Let's talk about the movie.
How have you ever had a cold? I'm trying to figure out how you could have a cold poo.
Yeah,
no, it's not important.
Were you outside? Were you outside?
I mean, I have pooped outside a few times.
Of course,
before,
sure.
Yeah.
But did that? I'm just because poop is hot usually.
Not usually.
Well, like, not it hot, just but is. Yeah, no, but it's like warm at the very least. You know?
I made it up. Okay, is that what you want me to say?
You didn't make it. I don't believe you. I think you've had a cold shit before, and I'm very curious about it.
Yeah.
I've never had a cold shit before.
Oh, he's lying. He's hiding something.
He's fucking lying.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so here are the parodies that I found.
Okay.
Somehow this one has 600,000 views, and it is Sweet Corona.
I was literally about to ask, is the first one a COVID parody? And it is. Is this the beer?
No. I'm going to see here.
Sweet Corona. That doesn't even fit.
No, it is a code. It is a.
It has to be COVID. I feel
it's a
like,
COVID one.
Jesus.
Then the very next most popular one is self quarantine.
Fuck off, man. Oh my God.
I wonder if she says self quarantine.
I mean, you would have to, I think, for it to work. I mean, we're changing a pronunciation of a word here for the same reason. So.
No, she's just doing self.
I heard it. That sucks,
just
man.
Just self-quarantine.
These amateurs don't know what the fuck they're doing, man.
No.
This is embarrassing.
This is terrible, yeah. So those are kind of the two big ones. That's sort of
We should have like put money on whether they were both going to be COVID related. That's so funny.
That kind of seems good. To be like the only ones that, and they're all, there's some other ones and they're all, there's one that's COVID-19, so just COVID-19.
God damn, dude.
Then there's another one that's Sweet Quarantine.
They're all COVID-related?
Yeah, all the top ones. This is Sweet Quarantine. I like the caption on this one. Such a painful and fearful time. My wife and I were singing these words and wanted to share them with you. The epidemic is not a laughing matter, but it felt good to take a break and have a healthy laugh.
First of all, it was a pandemic, you fool.
You absolute moron.
Oh, that is so funny.
Okay, well, I'm kind of into this one. This says Sweet Caroline, but with guns.
Okay.
I like that. That sounds cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Okay, so let me see what this one's going to
Is it just guns
like.
Shooting to the tune of Sweet Caroline?
That's what I'm about to find out here.
Interesting. Oh, time's up. Or are they just singing about guns?
No, it's the Neil Diamond version.
Okay. I think it's going to be like Sweet Caroline, and then it's going to be like gunshots instead of bop, bop, bop.
I think you're probably. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. God.
Yeah, that's what it was, but the gunshots weren't even good. There's also Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline Global Sing-Along, created from real fan video submissions during 2020. Please enjoy the Global Sweet Caroline Sing-Along.
I'm going to say this now. The worst part of 2020 is the parody songs that came out of it, I think.
Yes. Oh, here's one. This is the first one. D&D Sweet Caroline parody. These Dice of Mine. Okay. It was just like a short. It was like a 4-second short. And he was just like, these dice of mine, what the fuck? Because I guess he rolled bad.
You know what? That's better than all of the COVID ones combined. No. So
Neil Diamond did his own parody of his own song where it says, Neil Diamond sings Sweet Caroline with the updated lyric for safety during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Fuck,
Stefan, do you want to guess which lyric in the song he updated?
Okay. Why? I got to bring up the actual lyrics now because I just have the poop ones in front of me.
It was like, just one.
It's washing hands. It's yes. Got to be. Yeah.
It is hands washing hands. Yes.
What a stupid time that was.
Very dumb. Anyway, there you have it. The episode is over in a minute. Thank you for listening. You can donate to the show, patreon.com/blockparty. $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month. Last week, we brought back Word Up, our very famous cameo episodes. We hadn't done one in 2 years. Ivan Decker returned to the show. We watched some bad cameos, and we also announced that it's coming back. Cameo has once again devolved into enough of a shitty
cameo
place.
Cameo sucks again in a good way.
It sucks again in a good way, so we're going to bring the Word Up episodes back. The first one of those is up now with Ivan, and this week is the thrilling conclusion of Blocked Party D&D Season 3 with Mike and DB from YKS. And Stefan, I think we can agree, a very satisfying conclusion.
Maybe. I mean, I didn't know where it was going at all, and it is the most perfect ending we could have had.
So you don't want to miss that. Head on over to our Patreon. We also have merch discounts, ad-free episodes if you hate hearing the ads. We have an exclusive Discord. All that fun stuff is over there, so check it out. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at Blocked Party Pod. You can follow us on Blue Sky at Blocked Party. And if you want to see the video of this episode, head on over to our YouTube, youtube.com/@blockparty. And if you like the show, tell a friend, and now, without any further ado, here is Sweet Porcelain. We'll see you back here next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What did I eat? I can't begin to know what, but then I feel a growing log. I have to shit, make shit come out my butthole. I really have to find a John. Cramps.
Stomach cramps. Freaking out. Gotta pee.
Gotta poo. Sweet porcelain. If I could crap in you, I would. Losing my mind. Shit my pants, I really could, but now I
look to the right. I see a lavatory. I'll fill it up with number 2. And when I shit, poo-poo comes out my butthole. It really hurts when I go poo. Warm.
Shitting warm.
Poop comes out. I go pee.
I go poo.
Sweet bowels feel so good. I'm feeling fine. Wipe my ass, I probably should. Oh, yeah, yeah. Out is so good.